How many of you are happy to be here? Amen. Amen. Everybody should be jumping up for joy. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm happy to be here in the house of the Lord. It's a privilege to be here. I thank God for Pastor Mark. It's been a blessing. Amen. And you guys are a blessing too. You guys, I consider you guys family now. Amen. And what is this crazy saying that he's my brother from some other mother or something, but hey, we're brothers and sisters from the same father, correct? So tell your brother and sister, hey, I love you. We're the same father. Well, we may be different skin, shapes, forms, but hey, our father, he's the one that molded us. He's the one that made us according to his image and likeness, correct? So if the devil tries and throw lies at you, saying that you're not worth it, you're ugly, nobody's ever going to love you, you know what? God says, I love you. Amen? God says, I'll take you. When the world gives nothing for you, the Lord gave everything. The world gave nothing, the Lord gave everything. Amen? How many of you can, with a sincere heart, say, I would die for my brother? It's kind of hard to say, right? Or even if you experience the circumstances where you're in that, you find yourself in those circumstances, would you really die for your brother? Amen? It's kind of hard. It's tough, right? In the moment that we feel filled of the Holy Spirit, we want to die for everybody. But when it comes down to it, I'll see you later. I got to go, right? I got to go. Maybe somebody else. Hey, brother, they're talking to you, right? We start doing this. Amen. So right now, we're going to talk about... God gave me a word for the church, and this is something that we practice at our church, and it's worship. It's praise to our God. Do you know that there is power in worship? There's power in praise. Things happen when you praise God. Amen. Do you know what the word praise is? Basically, the word praise is exalting the attributes of somebody. Or letting them know. Do you praise sometimes your wife and your husband, right? Oh, what a man. Look at my Hercules, right? Or your wife, you're so beautiful. I love you. That's giving praise. So when you praise God, what do you think happens? If you look at your spouses and they get real happy, correct? When you tell them, oh, you're, yes, my lion, roar. And you get happy. You're my princess, my queen. They get real happy. What do you think happens when you praise God and tell him, God, we worship you. We honor you. You are the holies of holies. You're my friend. No matter what comes through, no matter what happens, you're always there for me. Lord, I exalt you, my king. That makes him happy. That makes him joyful. And let me tell you something. I give the example to the church. Do you know how rain happens? How does it rain? You think God has a bucket of water and throwing it down over here? I mean, I'm just curious. Do we know how it rains or how that happens? Right? It's vapor that goes up to heaven, correct? From down here. It goes up, and when it cannot handle so much water, so much vapor up there, what happens? It falls. It falls down. It falls down and it rains on you, right? Sometimes you don't want to get wet, but you know what? I have a rain that's very important, and that is the rain of God. When you give God praise every day of your life, you're making a cloud so heavy that the Lord said, I can't hold this much. I got to deliver their blessing. Amen? Because he's receiving it as a perfume that is gratifying to him. Man, there's so much. I picture it like this. Amen? You guys get praise him and worship him so much that it gets so heavy and dark that the Lord can't see you. Like, where in the world? I got to... Right? And there goes down the rain. There comes down the blessings. There comes down the healings. There comes down the doors opening. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. And you know Paul and Silas, correct? Do you know them? Do you know who they are? Let's open to the book of Acts, if you have your Bibles. We call him the swords, right? That's what the word of God says. It's a sword. If you don't have a sword, some of you may have a switchblade. So get out your little tablet if you have. And let's take out your switchblade and you have your sword. Amen? Hallelujah. You guys know what a switchblade is, right? Right? A pew, right? A brother showed me his switchblade over there. Amen? A switchblade is a knife that opens real quick. Right? You guys have apps. They open real quick. That's a switchblade for me. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that revelation. Right? Amen? Hallelujah. But you got to be careful with the switchblade because they will die. Right? They'll die if you don't charge them. So, but the Bible is always, it's always with us. Amen? Especially if you treasure it in your heart. The Bible says to put it in here. So when the time of trouble and the time of need, you can express it. Right? If you don't have nothing in here, there's nothing to express out there. Is there? Yes, the Bible says, when you are going through troubles, through tribulations, just seek me, come to me. But if you're dry inside and you haven't filled yourself with this bread of life, this fountain, then of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth, says the Bible, right? So if there's nothing in there, what do you think you're going to speak? Problems. Oh, I can't do this. I'm weak. Oh, Lord, I can't do this. And you start, whether wanting or not, you kind of prophesy things over your life, right? Oh, I don't have money. I'm always poor. I can't do this. You walk like this. Somebody help me. But when you know who God is and you give him praise every day, all you got to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you because I know I'm going to go through this. Amen. You know David in the Bible, right? He wrote most of the Psalms in the Bible. And he was always going through stuff. And he knew that why when he mentioned the name of Jesus, or just calling on the name of the Lord, he was going to respond. Right? He was going to respond. There's a verse in the Bible that says, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Right? He never said you were not going to walk through it. It says, although I walk through it, you will be there, right? You will be there with me. You will pull me out wherever I am. And a lot of people, they're stuck in the valley of the shadow of death because they don't know how to praise. They don't know how to praise. When you praise God, you're honoring him. And when you honor him, then God gives honor to those who honor is due, correct? So I've learned something. When I'm going through troubles and trials and tribulations, I just say, thank you, Lord. What do you mean, thank you? You're about to, they're going to kick you out of your house. What do you mean, thank you? Thank you, Lord. But you're sick. You have this. Thank you, Lord. Because if it wasn't for this, I wouldn't even come to you. If it wasn't for this, I wouldn't even ask for you. Correct? But isn't it more gratifying to go with him when you're not going through trials and tribulations? And when they do come, you say, oh, I got this. Correct? When they do come, you say, I got this. Nothing's going to stop me. I got this. I'm going to go through it. And I'm going to go right through it. Amen. 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 Israel. In Egypt, I haven't even entered right now. Right? I know we got a limit, but I haven't even entered to what I'm going to preach right now. But that's a key point right there, praise and worship, right? So let me tell you something. You guys know who Moses was. You guys know who the Pharaoh was, correct? Okay, you guys seen Prince of Egypt, right? Right? Amen? If you haven't seen it, see it that way. If you don't want to read the Bible, well, at least see Prince of Egypt, right? And it'll take you to want to read the Bible. Amen? To make sure if it's right. Is that right? Did that even happen? And then you start going, oh, they got it wrong, right? DreamWorks got it wrong. Is it DreamWorks? They got it wrong. Amen? But you know what I learned from this story? Is that no matter what, God will take you out of those troubles. They went through a desert for many, many, many years. It was right there. Let's say it was right here. That there was the next city, the promised land. But it took him 40 years Because they didn't know how to praise. They were complainers. Say, don't complain no more. Tell your brother, don't complain no more. Don't be scared. They're not going to hit you, brother. Just don't complain no more. Just worship him. Just praise him. So the people were taken out of Egypt. They were going through the desert. The Pharaoh finally let him go. Finally. But then after, it's kind of like the Pharaoh probably goes, what in the world did I just do? I'm paraphrasing. Don't think that's exactly how I said it. I'm paraphrasing the word, right? It says, let's go get him. Let's go bring him back. So now the people of Israel find themselves between the Pharaoh and some water. Correct? We can't go that way because we're all going to drown. And we can't go that way because we're going to get caught. They're going to take us in again. What do we do, Moses? What do we do? Isn't it amazing how they went straight to Moses where they can go straight to God? Moses, you better do something about this. This is 2019. You better do something, right? Do something about this, Moses. Moses goes, what do I do? The Lord says, what do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? Right? What do you have in your hand? It says, use it. And Moses uses his rod. The water's open. They go right through. And it says, the Bible says it was dry. It was not wet, like moist. Don't you? No, it was dry. They walk through, and then you see the people still kind of, they see the miracles of God. They're going through it, and they're still going, oh my God, they're coming after us. They're coming after us. How many of you guys have experience where the Lord opens the door, and all of a sudden you're still frightened? Like, if he opened the door that nobody could open, why are you even scared? Right? So they're walking through, and as they're walking through, they're coming, and the army starts coming in. But all of a sudden, once they're all through, everything comes down. The water drowns them all. Drowns them all. Drowns your problems, your circumstances. And then at the other end, what did the people do? What did the people do? Did they cry? They praised. They praised and they cried of joy. Not of sadness. They cried because before I was lost and didn't find my way. And now God made a way where there seemed to be no way. He made it and I came through. Amen. Glory be his name. This is God, what God wants to do to each and every one of us today. He says, Lord, I don't see that door cannot open. But the Lord says that I will make a way where there seems to be. Listen to this word. There seems to be no way. It doesn't say there is no way, right? Does it say there's no way? This seems to be because for the world and for the people who don't know God, there's not a way. The door is shut forever. But with God, there is a way. There is a way. Amen? And we're going to learn real quick how that way is. Amen? And through what? Let's go to the book of Acts, if you have your Bibles, 16:16. Amen? And we will read. I'm going to use the NIV because it's a little more understandable for us nowadays. I mean, I could use the other one. I have King James. Thou goest to eateth the foodeth. All right? Amen? Shouteth to the Lordeth. Everything is F at the end of it. And so, that doesn't mean that's not the word of God. The word of God just translated different back in the day, and now it's more today. Amen? More understandable for us young ones and millennials somewhere as you have, you know. Amen? I had a young person that came, I don't understand the Bible. What's all this? Cometh, goeth, doeth. It's do. Take the TH out of the end and you understand it. Right? Just take the TH out of there and you'll get it. Amen? Sometimes they get so confused and overwhelmed. And I said, the important thing is that you're reading. Amen? And the Bible says that the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So read it out loud. Amen? It doesn't say by reading. It says read it. I read it out loud because it says that faith comes by hearing. Every time you come to service, hear the word. Amen? Hear it. And not just hear it, be doers of it. Amen. A lot of people just hear and hear, and nothing happens with hearing. Your faith grows, but if you don't act, nothing happens still. Because this faith without works is dead. Amen. So let's move. Let's move. Let me tell you a brief testimony. I know I have a little. Let me give you a brief testimony. I will finish the message real quick in the name of Jesus. I struggle with weight loss. I'm going to throw it out there, right? Oh, you still do, brother, right? Yeah, you still do everything. Huh? Amen. But before, I was 455 pounds. 55, 45 more, and it was 500. Amen. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. I would be up here preaching and say, Lord, I can do all things through Christ. But I couldn't do this. I would preach it to the world. I can do all things through Christ. And I could not lose weight. Why? What do you think that was? I want a church to interact. What do you think that was? Somebody was brave, bold enough to tell me why. Amen. Why do you think I couldn't do all things through Christ which strengthens me? Faith in works, in action was not happening. I could say I have faith all I want, but if I don't go to the gym, if I don't grab a weight, if I don't cut it on the Big Macs, I could say all the faith I want, but if I don't throw those out of the window and act on it, well, don't throw things out of the window, okay? You get a ticket. If I don't get rid of that in the dumpster, amen, then I'm not acting on faith. And the Lord said, well, you preach real, you're preaching good, but you're not believing it. What do you mean? I believe the whole word. The word is faithful. Yes, the word is, but you're not. Oh, and that hurts, right? When you're a minister, that kind of hurts. The word is faithful, but you're not. What do you mean? Because you're not believing, because you're not acting. You're not moving to what you're saying that you believe that you can do. And once I did that, I started seeing the pound shed. You know, once I did that, I started seeing things fall off. And in the process, my faith was growing. Not my body, my faith. You know, my body shrinking, my faith growing. Amen. So if you want your body to shrink, let your faith grow. In other words, act on it. Action. Action speaks louder than words. Isn't that the same? Right? Amen. We'll read real quick. You got Acts 16:16? Once when we were going to the place of prayer, where were they going? Okay, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. It says she earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune telling. You know that is a sin, right? When you go over there and try and get your stuff, let God do the predicting, right? He already predicted. He says that I got plans for you, plans to prosper you, plans to better your life. Amen. There's a lot of people over there reading horoscopes and all this stuff, but you know what? What better way than to trust God? Amen. What better way than to trust God? Lord, I don't see nothing. This is faith. I'm going to walk. I'm not going to walk right now. But I'm going to walk. Lord, I don't see nothing, but I'm going to believe you. And you start walking. And then the Lord, because he sees that power of faith in action, the blessings start coming. The burdens start falling. Amen? And it says right here. So this lady was making money for her owners. Amen. She followed Paul, the rest of us, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved." And then it says she kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus," what did he say? In whose name? In Jesus. Says, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And it says, at the moment the spirit left her. When her owners said, realized that the hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before a magistrate and said, These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar. Two men, what were they doing to the city? Into an uproar. What is that? Disturbing, right? A little bit uncomfortable. Say uncomfortable. Making our city uncomfortable. Making the world uncomfortable. Making people realize their mistakes and errors. You think the world wants to hear that? They don't. They don't want to hear it. They're comfortable. And comfort, my brothers and sisters, will kill us. Comfort. Amen? I said, I don't want to be comfortable no more. Amen? I don't want to be comfortable. Amen. It says, by advocating customs and unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice, the crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. The world will beat you. Amen? The world will beat you when you stand for something right. When you stand for the right thing, the world will beat us. Amen? And it says, after they had been severely flogged, it says they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received those orders, he put them in inner cells and fastened their feet and in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. What were they doing? And singing hymns to God. When you sing a hymn, the hymn always has something that is giving God praise. Is that correct? You guys remember? I remember when Grandma used to have some books, and there were books of hymns, and all the hymns books had was Word of God and what God can do and the power of God. Amen. And how he delivered us and how he took us out. Where do you think amazing grace came from? That was in there. Amazing grace. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going quick right now. I know I give you a big old chunk quick. We're talking about this with brother a while ago. Amen. And it says, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. What were they doing? To their prayers and to their singing. Amen. Even though where they were tied up, they were beat, they were thrown in there like they were, I don't know, just dogs. I don't know what they were thinking. But even in the midst of that, these guys decided to praise, to pray. Besides, even though they got hurt and they got beat, they said, you know what, Lord, thank you. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. I know this is temporary. I can just imagine what they were praying. This is just temporary. I know we're going to come out of it. Bring it, right? They told the enemy, bring it. How many of you can tell the enemy, bring it? No, don't bring it. You run, right? When you say bring it, it's because you're trusting that God is right behind you. And right in front of you. And to the side of you. Right? You guys seen the Incredibles? You guys seen that little ball that the little girl hides in? So, what do you think God does for us? He's more powerful than the Incredibles. He is the Almighty. He is a powerful, omnipotent is the word. Powerful God. Amen? Powerful God. So, I'm going to read real quick here. I'll probably stop and then just, because you guys know the story. Amen? But what I'm going to go right now to this point. They were praising, they were worshiping, they were doing everything beside, even though they were beat down, even though they were hurt, even though they probably had, I don't know, they might have broken a rib or something, but you can only imagine. You know, the princes nowadays, they got it made. They got Wi-Fi, they got TVs. What kind of a jail is that nowadays, right? And then they get mad because their TV don't work. But back in the day, they didn't have none of that. They had shackles. They tied him up to stuff. Well, they were praising, they were praying, and all of a sudden it says that they were hearing. And then just randomly something happened that the doors fly open. Tell your brother, the doors fly open. Why? the Lord saw their heart. That besides of them thrown because they were doing the right thing and preaching the right thing and teaching the right thing with no diluted stuff, the right thing. Amen. They threw him in there. And God said, man, you know what? Thank you for doing the right thing. I'm going to get you out. He says that the doors opened. They came out. And when I'm telling you how powerful worship and praise is, combined with prayer, the Holy Spirit takes over. The Holy Spirit takes over. And all of a sudden, there's people being saved just from that. People wanted to be saved. People wanted to know more of what was happening. Why were they like that? What was going on? Why did this happen? We want to know, who do you serve? What's going on? There's nobody there. So people came and wanted to know more of what happened. Who did that? Why? Why are you guys praising? Why are you guys praying? They almost left you for dead. What are you guys doing? But you know what? They wanted to honor God. They wanted to honor God no matter what. And us as a church, we want to honor God no matter what. Yes, we will get beat down. Yes, we will get discouraged. But you know what? Through all that, the Bible says that he has defeated the world. So because he defeated and because he's victorious, we are victorious. This is what I need us to understand. Because God is victorious, we are victorious. It's not that we're victorious because I'm strong and powerful and I read the Bible and I speak in tongues. We're not victorious because of that. We're victorious because we got Jesus by our side. We're victorious because the Holy Spirit dwells in us and falls upon us. Amen. If you look at the Bible, David, Samson, all these biblical characters, they could not do nothing unless the Spirit came over them. Am I correct? They could not do anything unless the Spirit came. And the Spirit came upon David and he took that. And the Spirit came upon Samson and he killed many men with a jaw of a donkey. Come on, guys. Thousands of men. Imagine you killing thousands of spirits and issues and problems in your life just by believing. But you got to ask the Holy Spirit, come. Because I know, like the characters in the Bible, that as soon as you come in me, nothing can stop me. You become unstoppable, believe it or not, when the Spirit is on you. When the Spirit is out of you, right? Isn't the cartoons? Wah, 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 wah. But when the Spirit is on you, man, oof, what can you not do? When the Spirit is on you, I tell you right now, you ask for the Holy Spirit to fall upon you, you can go win this whole community for the Lord. And they'll be here because they're going to see these guys are praying, these guys are worshiping, things are opening. That door, that city wouldn't open the door for that. What's happening? And they want to see, hey, can you tell me what's happening at Echo Mountain Church? You know what they're going to say? We hear an echo, we want to know where it's coming from. We hear an echo of a voice that says, come, I will set you free. I will give you power. I will deliver you and bring your family too. We hear an echo. Where is it coming from? Wouldn't it be awesome that that voice is your voice that they're hearing, echoing around the city? That'll be awesome. So say, Lord, come upon me, Spirit. I want to do your work. I want to do what you call me to do. It doesn't matter how old we are, from the youngest to the oldest, we can be an impact, we can be a voice. Just pray, praise, worship, and they will hear. And they will hear. But if we don't speak, if we don't open our mouth to pray, to worship, the people will not get curious to know what's going on. Haven't you been outside sometimes and you hear all kinds of rat going on and you open the door, what's going on out there? We want people to do that. What is going on? Whose name are you talking about? Jesús, oh, that's my tío. No, no. Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he will set you free and he will deliver you. Believe it or not, a lot of people think I'm joking, but he will protect every single thing that you own, even your car. Oh, you're going crazy. I just go take it to the mechanic. Even your car. That anointing is so powerful that even that. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that with the shadow of Peter, what happened? Somebody tell me. You know. The sick were healed with the power. You know what I used to tell the church? Imagine with my shadow. Oh, Lord, that's a big shadow, right? That's a lot of people getting healed. Amen? But with the shadow of Peter, but it wasn't Peter, it was the Spirit on him, correct? This is what I need us to understand, that I'm standing right here, not because of Jose, I was scared. You could tell my wife, I was a little shaken. But when the Spirit falls upon you, ain't nothing going to stop you. Comments of people, people signaling out or pointing at you, point at me, you point at somebody and all the rest point at you. So what the hell, you know, I don't know. But when the Spirit falls upon you, you become unstoppable. Amen? Tell your brother and sister, we're unstoppable with the Spirit on us. So let's make sure we always have Him with us. Let's make sure we always have Him with Him. When you go to work, hey, there's something about you. I don't know what it is, but I want some of that. Why don't you get mad when they call you a name? Why don't they get mad when they call your attention? Because we got the Spirit on us. Don't let the world catch you without the Spirit on you, because you can hurt people, right? So this is why it's important that daily, the Bible says that we need to be in here daily. This is our daily bread. I learned something. Somebody put this post on Facebook and I really liked it. It says that the Bible is our daily bread. It's not a cake for special occasions. I really like that, right? It's awesome. Is our daily bread. A lot of people just get cake for special occasions, but the Bible is our daily bread. Daily bread. Every day it nourishes you. Every day it gives you the nutrients that you need. This is the Word of God. Did it take me a while to understand it? Yes, it did. But once I understood it in my weight loss process, that's what you see. How he threw it in there. You see what you're doing right now? Spiritual life the same way. You got to go work for it. You got to jump in the treadmill. You're not going nowhere, but you're moving, right? Sometimes you feel like that in the world. Lord, I'm not going nowhere. But you're moving. Why? Because you're acting in faith. Amen? So today, this morning, I just want you to take that in your hearts. As the Spirit come upon you. How does that happen? Pray. Praise Him. And worship Him. And you'll see the things that are going to happen in your life. And you're going to say, what's going on? I hear a little bird singing. No, that's my wife. That's my husband singing to the Lord. Your marriage will change. Your family will change. Your work environment will change. You have to change environments. You know that? I'm going to stop because I can't continue here for eternity right now. Amen? But if you cannot take this much, brothers and sisters, then we're not capable for eternity. You hear the word? Eternity. That's not an excuse to prolong the message. No, it's not. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. Amen. I just want to go ahead and encourage you. Amen. To ask the Spirit to fall upon you. Just like Paul and Silas, they didn't care what happened. They just wanted to do God's work. Amen. So I encourage you today, church, let's do God's work. Amen. When you see your brother and sister down, like they can't take it no more, you be that rock that will lift them up. You be that person that say, hey, Jesus can help you. Let's pray together. Let's worship together. And you'll see how that changes you and changes the atmosphere. Amen? Amen. Bow your heads. We're going to pray. Father, we come before you, Lord. We're going to give you thanks, and we want to give you thanks for everything that you do in our life, everything that you have done, and everything that you will do and continue to do forever, Father God. We ask, Father God, that your Holy Spirit fall upon us so that we may take this city for you, Lord. So that we may take this city with your word, Father God, and with our praise, with our worship, letting the people know, being an echo, that they will hear your word. That they will hear and know you, Father God. They will know the God that we serve, and the God that we serve is powerful, is mighty, and is eternal. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray. And I ask, Father God, that you bless the church, Father God, and you anoint them, Father God, even more. Double anointing over their life so they can go and do your work for your honor and your glory. And in that process, you will heal them. In the process, Father God, they will be blessed. In the process, Father God, they will know you even more. And you will reveal yourself to them even more, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.